Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Well, hey, everybody. We are looking at episode 721 of the Overseas Connection podcast. It's February 12th, 2023. My name's Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And joining me today, Robin Tate.
Hey, good evening. I'm here. I'm sitting in a very strange position at the moment. Not my normal. We've moved to the other side of the garage tonight, and I'm here anyway. Super Bowl night.
Now, is there a reason why you have moved yourself to the other side of the garage?
We'll get to that in a second. I'm quite sure.
I'm sure we will.
I have a ridiculous lunge to the other side of the garage.
There we go. Yep. All right. So that's the podcast team today. Kim is off. She says she's watching the kids, but let's be honest. She's getting ready for the Super Bowl. Her Kansas City Chiefs are playing, so she's excited. Pete literally gave us all kinds of excuses. So, you know, fuck Pete. Come on. I mean, you know, he's like, oh, I've got work people and things I got to do for work, blah,
but
blah,
thank
blah, blah.
God I could go and look at my boat because it's so
exactly brilliant. Exactly.
It's absolutely brilliant. I want to live in a boat.
I like that you are, you've got the sensor button going. That's good. I like that. Okay. If you are new to the podcast, we're a video game podcast. We're a little bit older, wiser. We buy our own beer. Therefore, we think everything we do and say is correct. It's usually not, but don't take that, you know, just enjoy. Enjoy the vibe that we give. And also that vibe can be heard every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. if you are out in the Central Time Zone, possibly watching your Kansas City Chiefs lose or not. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube, so you can watch us there. But you can also catch an audio version of the podcast. We will push that out, typically speaking, the next day. And that's kind of the deal. So that being said, we've got some birthdays to talk about. Gary Lever. Mm. God rest your soul, Gary. Would have been 34 today. Chris Williams is going to be celebrating a birthday on the 17th. And depending upon the math you want to do, it's either 44 or 88. I choose to always believe the latter. I think people lie about their age all the time. So I'm thinking 88.
It's great that Gary's still on Facebook. Brilliant. Isn't that good? Isn't good, lad? It's like he's still there. Brilliant. Good lad. Hey, Gary.
Every once in a while, I come across stuff with him, and it just reminds me. Anyway, okay, we've got, I think, a birthday song we can play. Let's do this.
It's your birthday, yes, it is your birthday, it's your birthday, yes, it is your birthday, it's your birthday, yes, it is your birthday, we are fucking psychs. You're 1 year older than you were before, you're 1 year older than you were before, you're 1 year older than you were before, we are fucking psychs.
Okay, enough of that. Robin, say something just whimsical.
Oh, God. Whimsical. I'm in my cockpit. It's my cock is in a pit. It really is. Okay, first of all, I got to say thank you to Matthew Bird. He's from Texas. He tunes in the stream every now and again with me. He's a great guy, great supporter.
Wait, hold on, Robin. Robin. Yes? Mm-hmm. Does this need to come before you're saying this?
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Just saying. It's you really are giving us a story, aren't you?
Okay. Yeah, story time.
Yeah.
Vroom, 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 vroom. So seemingly on one of my streams a week or two ago there, I was caught out by saying, that was a ridiculous lunge, ridiculous lunge. So I had to get a t-shirt made just for Matthew. So thank you, sir. I've got a ridiculous lunge t-shirt.
I need more context to this ridiculous lunge bit.
Okay. So when someone is too far behind you and they try to overtake you on the corner and they lunge up the inside.
Okay.
It's a ridiculous lunge. There's no way. And Matthew did that. In fact, there's a video about Matthew overtaking me badly and crashing me out. So, that was that. So thank you, Matthew. Thanks for that. The reason that I'm over here. Okay. So I took an inkling to get myself a thing called a Go XLR. It's a nice little box, which is for mixing chat and music and system sounds with little groovy sliders and a button in case I curse. Anyway, that's a feature. So to fit this, I looked at my rig here and thought, what shall I do? I need an XLR mic, so I'll sacrifice one from over my main computer and take a few bits out of it. And then I looked at all the wiring for this, and there must be 30, 40 wires in a spaghetti in behind. I thought, right. And I stood looking at it for about half an hour, literally just standing going, if I start this. So I plucked up the courage and started it. And what it does is it connects to the gaming. It's slightly different setup than before, so the routing is all different. Anyway, that's what messed it all up. And then I had a certain amount. Judith was away for a few hours yesterday at an event with some of the kids. And I just ran out of time yesterday and then last night. And today I got maybe 20 minutes to try and get things going. And So I'm sitting in my cockpit tonight. I am sorry my angle is slightly obtuse, but this is where I race. This is where I go, but the Go XLR, I'm quite impressed so far. There's still a few settings to set up, and I think I sound pretty darn good right now. So
no complaints on my end, and in fact, I think
it's your hosting.
Well, yeah, I'm hosting, so therefore the audio is perfect. But I was going to say that angle. While I know not your traditional angle for the podcast, I think that would also work for your OnlyFans. It's got that unique top-down view, so you can, show all the bongo bits.
Yes. I was thinking about this. I was actually studying this afternoon, today, of people's viewing. That's how nerdy I am now. Successful streamers on racing sims and the angle that they have. And it makes a lot of difference whether they have a single screen or triples. And it's hard with the triples because you can't... The place for it is just to the right-hand side of the screen, really, or the left-hand side of the screen. But because the extra screens are there, you can't have that, so it's above it. But some of the guys with the triples are even higher coming down, so they see the wheel action as well a lot more. So
what if you went down below, though, and you showed the foot action?
Yeah, but that was even up to my double chin. Well, sorry, a lot of them actually have an extra cam at their feet, the pedal cam.
Robin.
Pedal cam. And some of them, one guy, Rory Alexander, he's from England. He gave up his job a little while ago to do this full time. And he actually, he races on his pedals in socks. He has socks, right? Mm-hmm. And he actually sells branded socks now, as part of a promotional item for it, because he has the pedal cam. It's become a feature. But no, I'm not doing that. No. One of the reasons why I wanted this here, because this has a nice, and then there's ways to do it on Behringer and all the big mixing decks, but there's an easy way with this little Go XLR box that you can split away your chat. So Discord, it's the future, and Discord seems to be a PC thing.
It's Xbox Live's been doing it for decades, but
I wanted to split up the chat, Discord chat as well, because there's a Discord channel being set up. The new logo is now out and about, the new
nice
Bongo Racing logo. That's an interesting story. It was this time last week I was muddling about the name and where we go with Bongo Racing and Team Bongo or whatever it may be, and I sometimes looked at some of these pay pay people, you know, pay for their time, artists right. and stuff like that there. So I downloaded an app, had a flick through, and I paid megabucks for a logo to be designed.
It was crazy how expensive that was.
Yes. So this person in India, Pat, her name was something like that. It's very bad, but it was something like that. She came back with four samples, which I showed to the group, and two of them were good. The other ones weren't. They were like, and one was quite professional and slick and like a company brand sort of thing, apart from the name right. Bongo. And there was one that I've chosen, which has, it has a bit of fun about it. It has a racing flag in it and the name, and it's a bit of speed, and there is, it's not completely serious.
But also just visually, because the issue I had with the other, and it came down to the two logos, right? One was BR with a big B and a big R.
Yeah, and they look good. Yeah.
It looked great, but it was not like, you didn't look at it and immediately think racing.
Yeah.
You thought corporate logo.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas when I looked at the other one, which has a nice little checkered flag in it, and it has a little bit of like kind of speed innuendo to it, that screamed like this has to do with racing in some fashion or another, which is perfect for your
There's channel. One thing that we all missed, and I actually, so it took this process. I ordered late on Sunday evening, and by Monday evening, I had the logos,
okay,
in proof form, and I put them up, and I said, "Look, give me a few hours, just want to think about these." And the next morning I woke up and went, yep, I'll have those, and paid the extortionate amount of money that I paid. Right. And then I looked at them again. Sorry, someone in my YouTube chat, because I put them up on the community page, said, yeah, it's great. So the logo is Bongo Racing, never too old to race. Unfortunately, right. we should have put them in a WhatsApp group with Nicole, because on my YouTube header, it used to say never too old to race, T-double-O. But in the samples that we shared around everybody, it was never T-O, too old to race. We had left out the two. Yeah. And so I went back to Pat, and Pat said, no problem, I'll change them. And she sent me them within an hour of that. So the whole process probably took 24, 36 hours at tops, from design, proof, ordering, right. got, sent them in.
You can see your logo up in the right-hand corner of the screenshot I just put up on screen.
Oh, okay, so. Cool.
Yeah.
And that now shows... she sent them in Photoshop format, Illustrator format, PNG, JPEGs, transparencies, everything, for the massive sum of £10.
That's, I mean,
just wow.
She's completely, you know, just ripping you off. I mean, just taking you over the coals.
So anyway, yes, that's good. So I got that. That's fantastic. I did order this new Elgato. I bought it. I just thought an XLR mic, a good one, half decent. Doesn't have to be a one of them Shine or Shure. The Shure really, sure. really expensive, like $300.
Well, there was a really kind of mic I have. Anyway, go ahead.
So when this one here is a Audio Techniques thing, which is fine. I think it was got to £200. But I wanted another one for the main PC, and because I have the Elgato piece over there already, I thought, well, I'll get one, and that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know, £100, £120. And I ordered it from the car before a meeting, and I didn't take the screenshot. I didn't get an email from them to confirm it.
Okay.
But it was charged to my credit card. So So I'm going through this process now of support.
And trying to track down the order.
The time, yeah, I'm trying to track down the order. But now I looked at my credit card statement today, and I use the Curve card, which is
right.
one card that rules them all. And it hasn't appeared on my main bank card. So it may have been lost in translation, the process. Anyway, we'll see. But okay. I'll need to get another XLR mic sorted out for that, because I'm going to use this one here, because it sounds good, I think.
Yes.
Better than before, because when I was racing, it was just a little distant, and I think it really has to be in your face. It has to be there.
I was just going to say, it is slightly phallic, so if you like lift your head up a little bit and just open your mouth, I mean, again, for the OnlyFans page.
Anyway, so the holiday dramas are still going on, so it went quiet.
Hey, let's go fast. Let's talk about Vegas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, holidays.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So we have
holidays. We have a place booked.
I've watched videos. We we have booked some things.
Mm-hmm.
Some things.
That's more than one.
Well, not really. So we've all booked our flights.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first step.
Mm-hmm.
The next big step was really trying to find where the hell we were going to be. And that was a challenge because, so we had five guys confirmed, right? Five people confirmed, and then some loosey-gooseys, you know, around the fringe, right?
Raimundo.
We were trying to say, give us an idea by end of February with some exceptions, you know, possibly Kim, that kind of thing. These are all in the works. But trying to find hotel lodging for five people in hotels is challenging.
Try 27. Okay.
No. See, if it was as simple as to say, you know, two people to a room, you know, I could have gone that route and just said, fuck it, I'll get my own room. I almost did, but I know we wanted to all kind of be together. So then it was like, well, okay, so let's try and put this all together. But every hotel suite I was looking up or trying to track down, it was, you know, two queen beds or a king bed and then a sofa couch. And those were the only options out there. But I came across Treasure Island, who actually had their petite suites that have two queen beds in them. Plus, they have a sofa bed double couch.
Well, I'm hoping that one night we can all get in our pajamas and watch a movie, watch Pretty Woman with popcorn.
Oh, 100%. I have also put in to have us near one another.
Okay.
So they don't have adjoining suites, unfortunately, okay. But I'm trying to get us next door to one another. Worst case.
Okay.
But the suites themselves are actually pretty big. They're 630 square feet. So. Mm-hmm. I believe they have two bathrooms in each as well, which is kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've got a good setup.
Well, I was looking at Treasure Island and was watching some rotund woman reviewing it. And it has one of those bulls in it, in a country and western bar. You know, you ride the bulls?
Yep.
Doing that.
Yeah. We are definitely doing that. Yes. I've stayed at Treasure Island before. So I experienced it. I like the hotel. You know, it's not the glam hotel out there, but it's also
we'll make it glam, Greg. We will bring glam to that hotel.
We will definitely bring the glam to the hotel. But it's kind of situated really nicely in that it's right on the strip. You're not that far away from other hotels, you know. So we're not gonna be feeling like we're in the far end of it.
Yeah.
So, you know. We can walk in either direction and find stuff. And in fact, I think we're like right next to the Mirage. I think it's the Mirage. Anyway, but the Mirage is no longer the Mirage. So I don't know what it is now. But anyway, so the hotels have been situated. So now it's about trying to find out what we're going to do. And we've started batting around a lot of ideas.
Yep.
I think the kart racing, 100%.
Good one.
So it's Vegas. I think it's Vegas kart racing.
I'd say.
It's the largest outdoor kart racing track they have. So they actually have long straightaways because the indoor kart racing, they're very small tracks.
And tight and very heavily policed and all that.
Oh, yeah, stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was excited about that. Plus, by the way, at this very same track that we're going to go to, they do other things. So
like massage and
go get in a car with a drifter and go drift racing around the track type thing. So there's additional experiences to be had beyond just the kart racing.
Mm.
Likewise, we've been looking at gun ranges.
Yeah, so much choice.
And I kind of liked the Battlefield one that I showed you because
that looks good too.
Again, different experiences. You can drive a tank and drive it over a car.
God, this is getting expensive. So, Greg, as I said to you, but the guys from the UK. I call myself one of those as well. Okay. We don't care. We don't. Many of us haven't seen a gun in the same room.
Yeah.
Let alone shoot one. So we don't care if we are at the back of the hotel in the car park shooting randomly at people in a concert.
But this will be memorable. That's my thing. Yeah, this is going to be a memorable trip for everybody. Yeah. So. You know, not off the table yet, but brass and ass is still a possibility.
Yeah. God. So then, yeah, that BrewDog bar looks fantastic. It's just open. Yeah. It literally is just open. It looks pretty cool. And of course, a good comedy club or something like that. Is something like that. Again, we need a couple of weeks.
It's very sad that we're trying to lump all this into 4 days. So I figured we're going to have some daytime activities, some nighttime activities, and then stuff in between. And then, you know, the mornings will be poolside nursing a hangover with a Bloody Mary.
Never.
It will likely be in the high 80s, low 90s, the time we're going.
I don't know. What does that mean in real life?
It's hot.
Hot. Okay, well, speaking of hot. And I can't wait for that, Greg. I really can't wait. I'm looking forward to it tremendously. So last week I talked about the dilemma about the big compound that I was getting in Italy, which seems to be ruled out now. And then today it all went quiet because Judith and her two sisters are deciding to go over to Spain to surprise their mum and dad, who's one of their birthdays. It is in May. But it all came up again because I thought I was all dead. And I was going, yeah. I thought they weren't going to go. We were just going to go ourselves. Right. So this morning, I have this inkling to go to Dubai. Because Dubai just looks absolutely stunning. Looks class. Yeah. And I looked at it today, and it looked great. 6 people. Lovely big hotel with adjoining rooms. Fantastic. All very, like, 5 minutes walk from the Burj Khalifa, the big tall building and stuff like that there. And Judith's all on for it, but now this afternoon, no, let's all go to Cyprus. Oh, it's a horrible place. And yes, I do get it. As a big group, the kids will have, you know, to play. But the problem is it's 26 or 27 people. Yeah. And as I said to Judith there just before her sisters arrive, because they're in the house now doing an Instagram thing, somebody just has to be the dictator and go, this is what I've booked. Come along, make compromises, and go. Anyway, that'll all shake out. I've wiped my hand off.
At some point, somebody has to kind of lay down the law. Speaking of laying down the law,
yes.
I command you, Robin, to give a shout out to the chat.
Oh, the chat. Okay. Well, in there we've got Boomer. Hello, Boomer. How are you, lad? You well? You've got somebody called GamerGirl27, which is really, really nice, and. In the chat, who can I press a button here to see who's in there? No,
I think that might be it for at least that's all I've seen chatting away.
There's a stream bot in there.
You kind of love the stream bot.
Stream
bot. Everybody has to give the stream bot a shout.
So hi, hello there.
Yeah,
hiya. Hope you're enjoying my cockpit.
As long as it's just the cockpit.
Finally, I had to make a call there this week because we did get the invitation in to go to London to Buckingham Palace. And it kind of looked dubious. We were invited before COVID and it died. And I had to phone the palace. This number left a message and the woman from the palace came back. And I said, no offense, love. But this is close to the king's coronation, like a few days. Are you sure? I mean, is this legit? You know, before I booked flights from Northern Ireland and stuff, oh yeah, absolutely. We've got two days of a window and... So, yes, we're off at the very... It's May. May is just nutty. At the beginning of May, we're off to see the king at Buckingham Palace in a big garden party thing. And then we've got Judith heading off to Majorca for a long weekend. And then you've got Viva Las Vegas as well, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So May is nutty. And this week coming up as well, when we've got... my two Irish Muslim friends coming in. They're coming in for a couple of days tomorrow. On Thursday, we're getting a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old, whose mother, God bless her, is pregnant again, about to give birth in this country. No family available to come anywhere near her. So we are taking her 3-year-old and 2-year-old for a week to 10 days, because she's going in to have a cesarean thing. So
she's getting pregnant with no family.
Wasn't
what
me?
About the husband?
Wasn't me? What husband?
Oh, okay. The father?
Which one?
Take your pick, but how about the newest one?
Unknown. We're going to, we're taking her kids we're fostering her kids for a week to 10 days until she recovers, or at least stays in the country, hopefully.
This is the problem, Robin.
So many kids.
You know, ironically, my travel schedule is going to be a bit crazy as well. April, I'll be in New York. Then, of course, we have our May trip to Vegas. And then mid-June, I will be in Cabo San Lucas for a full week and a half for vacation with the family. That's
holiday. Cabo San Lucas. Tell us more about Cabo San Lucas.
Cabo San Lucas. Robin, this is your homeland. It's in Mexico. Yes. It's on the west coast of Mexico. I've never been to Cabo San Lucas, actually, so I can't really tell you much about it. It's an all-inclusive resort. We're going there. I've done Cancun before. I've done Acapulco before. I will tell you this. Cancun, fun. Acapulco, not so much.
Okay.
Acapulco used to be the hip spot.
Yeah, yeah.
It is not so much anymore. And a big part of that is because they polluted the bay of Acapulco.
Oh, no.
They have like raw sewage just going right into the bay. Now, of course, I did not know this prior to going diving in Acapulco. I wish I had. So, yeah.
Hey, can I just bring up one more thing?
Sure.
So we got through the pretzels, okay?
Oh, yes, yes. Let's talk about this.
This week we opened the hot wings, the buffalo wings.
Snyder's buffalo pieces.
These are like hard bits of pasta covered in stuff that burns your ass in various sizes. So if you can imagine a big dried pasta, crunched, but some of them are tubed, but the tubes of pasta aren't tubes, they're solid of something. They're crunchy, will break your teeth, completely and utterly addictive, and perfect with beer.
Yeah, they're one of my favorite snacks, for the record. That's why I sent this. But so, you're right.
So
they're covered in buffalo spice.
Spice of a buffalo. Okay, what the fuck is buffalo? Sorry, hold on.
Well, it's
buffalo spice.
So you guys probably don't have this, but so we have buffalo wings, right?
Yes.
They're not from buffaloes. They're just little small chicken wings, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
We coat them in a spicy buffalo sauce. It's a hot sauce, and usually you eat it with ranch sauce, and they are delicious. They're tiny, and you go through a gazillion of them.
Yeah.
They have now taken the buffalo sauce and created a powdered form of it, and so you can put it on stuff. And so these Buffalo Snyder's pretzel bits, basically it's large pretzels that are all chunked up. And then they are, I'm assuming, doing some kind of like refrying them, whatever.
Yeah, making them
coating
really
them
hard.
In buffalo sauce. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Makes them really hard. So they're crunchy as all get out, but they're so good.
So sitting on the sofa the other night watching Not Beard on Beard Action or whatever it was. And Judith, I'll try some of those. And she goes, these are weird. Oh, give me some more. So. Yeah, it's like that. Oh, anyway,
yes.
The very last thing that I'll say was we watched Last of Us this episode, which was more like a traditional sort of
post Beard on Beard.
Yes, post Beard on Beard. They did review that again for some strange reason because it had nothing to do with the story, but they did happen to want to review what happened last week.
Right.
A good enough episode, I suppose. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to talk about this real fast. We won't devote a ton of time to this because I know we've gone on about this last episode in particular last week. I know we went on quite a bit for it.
Yeah, we did.
But I stand by my convictions of The Last of Us is a better movie TV series than it is a game. And the whole reason for that and why I say that is the game mechanics of The Last of Us. Really think about it. And I know Pete was like, oh, the clickers are scary, blah, blah, blah. No, there's nothing new or inventive that they do in The Last of Us gameplay. The gameplay mechanics were tried and true cover-based shooters. This was their response to Gears of War. And it's solid, don't get me wrong, but there was nothing you do in The Last of Us gameplay-wise that really makes you sit up and be like, oh my God, this is so great. What gets you moving in The Last of Us is the story.
Just stop. I like that. I might.
It was a dick move. It was a dick move.
I get that. And I know there was nothing new about it, but that plus the story made it special. The tried did and it, tested that, gameplay so, stuff the, made it
this
special.
This is my question is, did it? Because Lewis and I got into this in the WhatsApp group. And we were talking about it. And he was like, well, the gameplay really moved me and I got emotional. I'm like, well, did the gameplay really get you there? Or was it the story?
No,
the story is fantastic of The Last of Us. The settings, the set pieces that they eventually designed gameplay around were great. I'm not trying to say The Last of Us is a bad game. Okay, I want to make sure this is clear.
So neither Joel or the little cursy girl died. Yes, they died a lot in your gameplay, but they didn't didn't die as such.
Right.
So how could it affect you emotionally unless, oh my God, she died. Oh, restart. So I get that. Yeah, I get that. But I think that the tried and tested gameplay along with the story beats work really well. But yes, it's very good to watch.
100%.
And I would also say it was probably one of the closest things that we had to a really good movie game. You know, play along with the movie. If we think of...
it's the closest thing we had to a really good movie. Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 So,
and that's why it's transitioned so well to the big screen.
So in the book... God almighty, not Total Recall. Damn it, the big one that everybody lives in a virtual world and he has to find the
player
treasure.
One.
Ready Player One. So in the book, not in the movie, but in the book of it, is it the second book? They mention it in the first book, but in the second book, they mention that there's the play. Oh no, it wasn't the first book. It was play-alongs. You actually took over the character. You were actually dropped into the movie.
Right.
So you had to say the lines correctly and do the actions. Oh, I just nubbed me now. that was fun. Like a play along. You played in the movie in virtual world as if you were the real character. And that's as close to that as we've got, I think.
I can't disagree with that. I mean, again, I think the story of The Last of Us is fantastic. And I think what was unique about The Last of Us, and a lot of more modern games these days, because, you know, I think a lot of games are now taking the cues from Neil Druckmann, is that they didn't design a game around gameplay first. They designed really the game around the story first. They figured out how to make the gameplay work to the story.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's a very fleshed out, well-written story. And that is something in the past, especially, you know, way long ago, you know, people were like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we made a game where it was a first-person shooter and you could jump and you could kill enemies with a chainsaw? And you had to design a story around that. Hmm. Whereas this feels like Neil Druckmann said, you know, hey, we've got this fantastic story that we can flesh out into a game. Just it's subtle differences, but I think it's a massive difference in terms of how they brought it out. Mm-hmm. By the way, for those that were wondering why I suddenly started laughing out loud, Robin's microphone basically he bonked himself in the head.
Anyway, that's that. We did watch A Quiet Place last night as well. That's the first time I'd never seen that before. That's quite interesting.
I like the first one far better than the second one.
I didn't know there was a second one. Okay. My family would not survive.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'd be dead. My son would like kill us in the first 5 seconds of this happening. It's just be like, we're dead.
Shush.
Yeah.
I was recording a video yesterday for YouTube. Yesterday morning, first thing, editing up some stuff. And it said to Jasmine, she was out here with me because Judith was away. Said, Jasmine, please, I need 5 minutes. Please sit and watch Peppa Pig on the finger sofa for 5 minutes. Please, 5 minutes.
Ain't happening.
Yeah, she's in the background. In fact, if you watch the latest video that I put up, that's her voice at the beginning saying, hole shot, which is kind of, which I got her to record and cool. Hole shot, which is kind of cool.
Right.
Anyway, so anything else? What you been up to?
God, all kinds of crap. So obviously the Super Bowl is here. We're prepping. I've ordered a bunch of buffalo wings for pickup at 2:45. So I'm monitoring time on us here. The Bad Batch, Disney Star Wars series.
Yeah.
I really enjoy this. I'm into the new season now. It's got some dark lightness to it, which I really like. So I've been enjoying that. It's an animated series, but if you are into Star Wars and you haven't seen The Bad Batch before, I highly recommend it.
Joshua's turned in a big way. He was watching this, I don't know, 6 months ago and saying, oh, Dad, you have to watch this, and I didn't. In fact, he's off to London. I think it's April. There's a massive Star Wars seminar. I mean, like, big bucks to get into this. And there's a lot of big, big names at it. I mean, a lot of the big, big hitters from the whole universe are coming to this. Cool. So he's very excited about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Didn't invite his dad.
Yeah. Go figure. this is the beginning, Robin.
He's 23 in May. It's terrifying.
Give him like 7 years and then he'll start inviting you back to things.
That could be it. Yep. Yeah.
I turned the Wayback Machine on. I watched the movie Moneyball last night.
Oh, that's good.
With Brad Pitt. I love that movie.
Yeah, but I wanted it to end a bit better than him just sort of going off.
Well, that's the thing. That's the story of Billy Beane. That's literally his career with the Oakland A's.
But it had been a fantastic. But it was. I know, but the theory behind it was very successful. So why did no one else pick it up?
To this day, is very successful. So the Boston Red Sox, I don't know if you saw the end credits, but the Boston Red Sox 2 years later won the World Series. That's the job offer he turned down using his same methodology. So
now you watched that baseball movie. Yes. Which baseball movie did I watch this week?
I'm going to say Major League.
What's the one with the women that have the... League of Their Own.
Yes,
I watched League of Their Own. For some strange reason, I watched League of Their Own again.
Yeah, a great movie. I love that movie.
I love Field of Dreams as well. I think it's fantastic.
There's no crying in baseball.
It's great, really good.
Okay, last couple things, and then we'll get into some game stuff. I finished cleaning out our backyard pond, so it's been a bit of a task because I tent the pond during winter time.
You put in this pond? It's only there a year.
No, the pond's been there for longer than a year. Come on.
My old brain.
Yeah. COVID. But I tent it during winter time. So this way, when all the leaves drop down,
just the position of that.
Anyway, I tent it so the leaves, when they fall, they don't get into the pond and then, you know, create all kinds of muck because they'll sink to the bottom. It's just, you know, that's a nightmare cleanup. So I took the tent down. I cleaned it all out. And in the process of cleaning it out, I was using, we have, you know, a long hose that has a bunch of different settings on the sprayer. And one of them is jet, which is great for kind of cleaning off concrete or rocks. The problem is when you spray it into the foam areas that are between the rocks trying to keep it waterproof, sometimes you'll punch a hole through it. Didn't really think that through. Suddenly I noticed the pond water was dropping, which meant I created a leak. So yesterday afternoon, I got out. There's a stuff called basically pond black foam, which it sprays out in kind of a silvery black color, but it dries pretty much like a flat matte black. And it's an expanding foam. So they use this in houses for in between walls, that kind of thing, when you're trying to fill gaps in.
Don't use that for colonic.
Yeah. No. Also, don't think you can touch it wet.
I bet you there's an emergency room somewhere once that someone has spread that expanding foam up their ass.
Yeah. I made the mistake of touching it with, at least it was a gloved hand at the time, while it was still wet. And quickly, just the glove was all gummed up. I could not touch anything. I looked like I had this like giant clump of a hand. And so it became a bit of a mess. But I got it all cleaned up. It's holding water perfectly fine now, so I'm happy. And then last but not least, Extra Life, I got my new gold medal.
Very good. Well done. How many years is that, Greg? 11, 12?
Yeah, I started in 2010, I think. So, it's been, might even be longer than that. I've got all of them sitting behind me, so I would need to go.
Yeah, you weren't gray when you started, put it that way.
I hate you. All right, let's talk about some video games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
He's like slowing down. He's even getting old. All right, Robin.
It's relatively near the beginning of the month, I suppose. So Games with Gold for February is For the King. Available all month, and Guts and Goals from February the 16th to the 15th of March. PlayStation Plus, we've got Evil Dead the Game, Ollie Ollie World, Destiny 2 Beyond Light, Mafia the Definitive Edition, and Amazon Prime are still spitting them out. The Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind Game of the Year Edition, Onsen Master, Aerial Knights Never Yield, Divine Knockout, One Hand Clapping. Nope. Doesn't work. Bats, Bloodsucker, Anti-Terror Squad, Space Crew, Legendary Edition, Tunch, and Space Warlord, Organ Trading Simulator. That sounds a bit good. That's what they do in Boston. And Epic Game Store in February is Recipe for Disaster from the 9th to the 16th, and War Pips from the 16th to the 23rd. Go grab them if you're members, you know. That would be a thing to do.
You know. Yes, it would. It would indeed. Okay. Thank you for that, Robin. That was very nice. Well done on the reading.
My best,
Ken. Robin, I know there's only one thing you played.
I know.
So I actually have...
Well, crossy word. Crossy road.
Oh.
You
know, yes. Anticipation. I actually have... gosh, this was from your What a Feeling video. So I'm just going to push this up. So this was what you being
feeling.
Happy.
Yeah, this is really good. So we were in Imola, which is in Italy, this week, and I was there before in the previous season that I raced. My lap times are up about two and a half seconds. Some of that's the gear, some of that's experience now, but a big leap forward. Like this track, it's a traditional old school track. Mm. And in the first race, which I had lots of people with me, I qualified in third place. And started off really, really well. And, of course, Punterinoed the leader, the pole sitter on the first lap. Right. I made a mistake. I've analyzed it, looked at it, and I think it was just down to cold brakes. I hadn't warmed. When you start, you ride the brake pedal on the formation lap, and it heats up your brakes so they operate properly. And I just messed up. The race after that, I had a 7th or 8th place. Pretty good. And then on Friday evening, I didn't stream, but I recorded and then put it up on Saturday, which is what we're watching here now. Okay. And I qualified in 2nd. I got the hole shot. The hole shot being you make it first into the first corner first, old motorcycle, motocross term. And I led the race for, I think it was a 14-lap race. I think I led it for 12 of those laps. This is the first time I have led a ACC LFM race, and that brought all sorts of different emotions and feelings and new type of stress, and I'm glad to have got it over with now. I just couldn't keep the guy behind me back on the last couple of laps. I was blocking as best that I could fairly, but at one point I had to let him go because I wanted the podium place.
This would be, and this is why I don't do these kinds of races, because I would have tried to put him in the wall.
So that's your Forza and your open lobby thing. But yeah,
that's me being a dickhead. That's nothing to do with that. It's just
if
me
you
being
did
like,
this, if you did this with the LFM, you would be banned. You would be banned.
Yeah,
you would have at least a minimum of a month ban for doing that, or maybe even worse. So this week I've had 2 seconds and an 8th and a 27th.
Nice. Okay.
I am now 122nd in the standings. I just checked before we came on live. That's out of 3,500 people in my division. The division splits are tonight, actually. We're 6 weeks into the season. So you never know. I don't think I've done enough to get up yet, but I'm very happy with the progress that's there. And we're off to another track in Italy called Misano this week, which is a tight little bugger. So we'll see how it goes. I'll practice a bit after the podcast here tonight, but
Know what it is, Robin?
What?
It's a combination of the new logo and the tracksuit.
Yeah, it could be that, and the photographs. Yeah, it's funny watching watching what videos do well and what don't on YouTube, it is so strange. I mean, I really thought my video that was no more a pit stop virgin would have went down really, really, really well, but it hasn't done that well. My Forza video is now up for almost 11,000 views, which is kind of nutty. It's one of those weird things where members are oh, there you go, and one more. So yeah, it's slowly trickling up. That's 170 subscribers right now. I have over a thousand hours viewed on YouTube right now. You need 4,000 to get monetized and 1,000 subscribers. Not that it's money, but it opens up more stuff within YouTube when you get to that magic 1,000. So it's steady, but it's weird how it slowly builds. So this week I also set up a team. So within LFM, you can now go into LFM and join Bongo Racing. The idea for that will be we'll practice together, and maybe as we come along and learn from each other, we can enter some endurance races, which is like these 2, 3, 4, 12, 24-hour type things. And we need to work together for that. But again, in the description of it, I've said, look, this is for aimed at the more mature people, not exclusive. But don't get me wrong, I'm not here to just to be make up the numbers. I'm here to be at the pointy end of the grid. I may be older, but and this will be a friendly place. But the idea is that this is competitive. I want it. I'm there to learn and get faster. So please come along, join, and we'll learn and go together and check out Bongo's Bits on YouTube. It would be lovely. Lovely. So yeah, enjoyed it. Best and worst week all in once. It's been fantastic. Thank you very much. Making friends out there.
Hey, it happens. What can you do? All right. I'm assuming that's it for you.
Yeah, that's it. Crossy Road and a few little mobile games, but nothing else. I couldn't bring myself to buy that piece of filth, dirt, nonsense that people are playing this week. How dare they support that agenda?
Ridiculous. Hogwarts Legacy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looks fantastic.
Apparently, Marcanix is transphobe because he loves the game.
What a ridiculous! I'm sorry, we're not getting into the politics of it, but ridiculous! She had nothing to do with the writing of the game. She didn't write one piece of code. She came up with the idea for Harry Potter, and she expressed an opinion that she didn't agree with that sort of life.
Funny thing: there was a good video, and I forgot who posted it up, but there's a video of a guy talking about this very thing of like, you know what, you're picking on this game that literally J.K. Rowling had nothing to do with, and yet. You know, you don't see any bans, calls for outrage over the movies, over the books, over other properties that involve, like, the Universal Studios.
Absolutely. Because
that's where she makes all her money, by the way.
I watched a video of Florida and the big new Universal park that's being built right now is big as the worlds that are there. And there's a big, massive Hogwarts section of it as well. The Ministry of Magic, that big sort of subway place that they walked into one of the movies, they're recreating all of that. And a big, massive Star Wars-y style stage area in it and everything. It's just ridiculous. Woke nonsense.
I heard, by the way, that in that town center, they're going to have a statue of J.K. Rowling with her middle finger up.
Good. I hope so. Do you know what? We need more people like J.K. Rowling, it will stand up and not go along and bend the knee at every time.
Okay.
And sometimes you bend the knee and it's correct. But no, if someone has their own opinions, that's what freedom of speech is. You mightn't agree with them, but wise up.
Yeah.
And just don't want to buy the game. Don't buy the game.
We're going to move past this.
Yes.
In a way. Bastard. I can see. You're a little wound up over this.
Yes.
I am wound up with the fact that my brother from another, who I game share with, Mark Wright, texts me. He sends me this message saying, I'm loving this Hogwarts game. And I'm like, well, that's funny because, you know, where the F was my, you know, invitation to, like, buy this game? No. He bought it on his PlayStation 5 with his nephew. And I mean, I can't really get mad at that. But, I mean, come on, Mark. Priorities.
Thicker than water or something like that, wouldn't you?
Anyway, all right. On to a game that's even better.
Okay.
I continue to play Hi-Fi Rush. I absolutely just am... This game brings me so much joy. And it's funny because normally I'm not an action platformy kind of person. I also am not into Japanese anime, but in this situation, and my fear was because this was made by a Japanese developer, it was going to be very Japanese anime like, but it's not. The voice acting is all very well done. The cartoon style, and I've got it up on screen now. What I love is it's a cel-shaded kind of look to it, but it reminds me more of a Saturday morning cartoon. It's not got that anime movement to it or kind of what I call the jank. And even when you have those little pop-up scenes where you see the person talking, it's interesting because I was noticing in some cutscenes, they'll still have the character's face come up, and that's very anime-like. But the character's actual, when you see the character in the background, how to put this? So like if two characters are talking to one another, you'll see them standing in the background talking to one another, but then you'll see their faces pop up as they're saying their individual lines.
Yeah.
But the characters in the background, their lips and stuff are all syncing to the audio as well. Huh. It's just a little thing, but it's very nice. And the platforming, what I like actually a lot is that it's not difficult. It's not, you know, there's some timing-based stuff, but ironically, because this is a rhythm game, you have this constant beat of the music, and the beat of the music always is going to coincide with also your platforming. So it makes it actually a lot easier to platform in this game because you get those little cues, those audio cues of timing your jumps, that kind of thing. The combat, very forgiving. Again, it's rhythm-based, so you attack on the rhythm, you'll get more damage done, but you still can defeat enemies being absolutely horrible at your rhythm timing. So,
okay.
But the game makes you still feel like you're in rhythm. And that's the wonderful thing about this game. And the other thing that I will say that I really like is that they keep adding little layers to it as you go. So I'm a good probably 2/3 into the game now, and they're still adding new mechanics into it that I can adjust my attack and play styles to. The one thing that is I find the most challenging in this game is you'll get to some of these boss battles where there's going to be a rhythm-based button sequence where you're kind of going, you know, X, X, Y, Y, dash, Y.
It's a memory thing, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a bit of a memory thing, and it's easy enough in theory, but you're looking for the button prompts, and they put them all like all different spots on the screen. And so you're looking for it, and so you know, for me, it's a bunch of failures, and then finally I figure out the rhythm to it, and I get it down. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm here we go.
I'm very, very... Oh, okay.
Mark Wright... he's confessing. Mark Wright is listening to the show, and he's confessed on air. I didn't go in halves with my nephew. My nephew bought it. Okay. All right. So he got it free.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Excuses. I still love you, Mark.
He's such a flipping horrible person.
I know. Trash. Transphobe. Oh my God.
Yeah. I will tell. We'll report back on the 25th of May to see if you actually have rhythm or not.
I have no rhythm. My wife will attest to this. So straight up, I don't.
Like a tumble dryer.
Yes, but you know, I will always give it a shot. And if you put more drinks in me, I do somewhat better. Start to get rhythm. Yes.
Yeah. Or you feel that you are anyway.
I just don't care.
It's amazing
yeah.
how like, good a dancer I am when I have 10 shots in me. Wow.
Absolutely. Anyway, so that's all I've been playing. I did actually, I need to say real fast, I did play some multiplayer this past week. So Boomer joined Boomer, I should say. And we played some Modern Warfare 2 on Friday night. I had a good time. I unfortunately had a very limited window for me to be able to get in and play. And so I didn't get a chance to play with Kim. But the hope was we would be able to play, and we will. We will. I'll revisit. I really actually enjoyed my time playing Modern Warfare 2. It was some deathmatch games that we played. And it's a really solid shooter. It's hard to knock it. And then I played some Halo on Wednesday with Lewis and with Martin. And we actually tried, so they had this new community map section on the playlist. And they took some Forge maps. They had four different Forge maps that you would play in rotation. And the maps were good. I think the challenge we had was that we didn't know the maps. So it was hard for us to kind of know what we were doing.
Oh,
but if we played it enough,
we would remember where you were.
Yeah.
You'd remember. You'd know.
Yeah, but it was definitely good times. And looking forward to this coming week. We'll get some more game time in. Maybe, Robin, we can get you out of your cockpit.
Yes, that's the problem, Greg. It's time. Time is the problem. So what do you do with the time that you have? I mean, this week's kind of crazy too. I mean, I've got a big sales meeting on Wednesday or Thursday, but I'll work out which day that is. Load of stuff coming up. Load of stuff.
Well, we'll forgive you.
We'll get there sometime.
I know Kim is playing Warhammer 40,000 Space Marines. We'll get some feedback from her on that. Maybe if Mark ever decides to grace us with his presence again, he can talk all about Hogwarts Legacy and how he loves his wand.
I wouldn't tell him, but he was good, and he's good. People like Mark. I mean, he talks about stuff really well. Apart from being he's not a bad lad.
No, that's true. I tend to agree with that. I can second that.
Yeah.
All right. I think that does it for games. So let's talk about some news.
Here is the fucking news.
Robin, talk to me. Give me some news.
Bobby Kotick accuses Sony of trying to sabotage Microsoft's Activision takeover. He's a very quick guy. He's astute. He's astute. The executive has been talking to the press this month as competition authorities in the UK and the EU and the US continue to scrutinize and raise objections over the proposed $69 billion acquisition.
I thought it was 76 at one point, by the way. Somehow, I don't know why, but okay.
It's blame.
It's cheap now.
It's the Russians and it's COVID but resort fees are sorted. in the latest,
not in time for our Vegas trip, by the way. Yeah. Unfortunately,
in the latest development, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority provisionally found that the deal could reduce competition and result in higher prices, fewer choices, or less innovation for UK gamers. Okay, so yeah, Kotick went on to state that he was optimistic the Microsoft acquisition could and would close by July 2023. Noting that in its fight with the FTC, Microsoft's hired lawyer Beth Wilkinson, who was previously hired by the commission in 2012 to lead a probe into Google. She feels like if she's going to have to litigate against the FTC, she'll absolutely crush them.
I just like that quote. That was. So this is tied into the next story. You might as well read the next story, and then we'll discuss this real quickly.
Okay, well, there's analysts that are viewing the UK antitrust warning as a signal Xbox Activision deal is to close being approved. The UK Competition and Markets Authority provisional findings on Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard are a sign that the deal is close to being approved. That's according to Wed Bush Securities analysts Nick McKay and Michael Pachter, who suggest in a research note that the regulator's antitrust warnings is a signal that the UK knows it has a losing legal argument. A sensible gentleman. The regulator outlined several potential structural remedies that could help clear a path to approving the deal, including a partial divestiture of Activision Blizzard, that could see it selling off the part of the company that deals with Call of Duty or even the entire Activision business unit itself. However, CMA said that it would also consider behavioral remedies such as Microsoft's offer to make Call of Duty available on other platforms post-merger, although it views these as a less favorable and structural ones which rarely require monitoring and enforcement once implemented. So that's he's talking about it'll be available for the next 10 years. I suppose.
Well, so here's the irony. So apparently the CMA's, you know, kind of the statement that they put out there that they were, you know, potentially, you know,
not in favor of the deal, that they were, you know, worried about all of this stuff, I guess is not factoring in at all Microsoft's offer to put this game on Sony and other platforms for 10 years. Like, they have not even put that into consideration as part of this statement, which is odd to me because we've known about this offer for quite some time. You know, and I think somebody pointed out it was interesting that the CMA was offering up these remedies, quote unquote, publicly, because they, in the Google situation where they actually stopped, oh no, maybe it was Facebook, they stopped them from buying that other VR company. They did not offer up remedies, and that stuck. They did not approve the deal. Mm-hmm. Whereas when they have offered up remedies publicly, kind of before a ruling, those deals have gone through. So it's kind of like maybe they're signaling, hey, we need some of these remedies, some of these kind of concessions in order for us to make this happen. Again, who knows? We're not there.
Who knows?
But it's fascinating to me on one hand and utterly just drives you nutty because it's always in the news right now.
Yeah. Some solicitors and lawyers are making lots of money out of this.
Indeed.
EA Sports is reportedly close to signing a £500 million sterling deal with the Premier League. Ooh. Sky News reports that all 20 Premier League clubs have been made aware of the deal, which would last for 6 years and could be worth about £488 million, according to those close to the deal. One club executive said it would deliver more than £80 million annually and would consist of EA remaining as the league's lead partner, as well as retaining its exclusive electronic game license. EA will rebrand its football games as EA Sports FC later this year, ending, I'm sure it'll do that too, later this year, ending a near 30-year relationship with the footballing body. The company insists that despite losing FIFA brand, its games will not change that much. Okay.
Well, so, I mean, this is, if you remember, I don't know if you remember this or not, but FIFA told EA they wanted $1 billion for the licensing fee. And EA basically said pound sand. And this is where EA now is at. Interesting move, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, see, if EA stepped back, there's no one can step up because they couldn't ramp the development up fast enough to make it good enough. Yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, that's what flipping Sony should be looking at. Okay, and the final story, Hogwarts Legacy's early release is one of Steam's biggest ever single-player launches. Hogwarts Legacy is off to a very fast start on PC, with pink wands and unicorn wands going everywhere, with the same enjoying one of the biggest launches ever for a single-player-only title on Steam, as noted by independent market analyst.
Easy for you to say.
Yes, Benji Shields, SteamDB figures show Hogwarts Legacy concurrent player peak has surpassed Fallout 4's and now trails only Cyberpunk 2077. I would have thought it would be higher than Cyberpunk. But anyway, so no matter
it might be by now. This was taken from like just before it actually released out in the wild.
Wow. So people are picking it up and playing it because they should. Because they're great films and great stories and the great... The game has been required, and it's only in the last 6 months, because she said these things must be 2 years ago now, and nothing has been said in that time, and other stuff has came out, and other movies, spin-off movies, you know, have came out, and nobody has said anything, and this is just ridiculous. Anyway, good luck to her.
Yes.
New releases?
You want me to take the read on this?
If you want.
I mean, I've been making you talk a lot.
Okay, well,
yeah, repeat them. Okay. Just hang out and suck on your microphone. Here we go. New releases. All right, we've got Wank or Blank on the Switch and PC February 14th, just in time for Valentine's Day. Wow. Journey to the Savage Planet comes out on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S on February 14th. Wow. Souls of Kronos, PlayStation 5, Switch, and PC, also on the 14th. All of these are pretty much on the 14th. Tomb Raider Reloaded for iOS and Android. Ooh. You've got Wanted Dead coming out to pretty much all the platforms, including legacy games, or legacy platforms. So PlayStation 5, Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, but no Switch. Pharaoh, A New Era, coming out to PC on the 15th. You've got Returnal finally making its way to the PC February 15th. Shadow Warrior 3 coming out to the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S on February 16th. Then there's Theater Rhythm Final Bar Line. Yeah, I don't know. PlayStation 4 and Switch on February 16th. And then Gigantosaurus Dino Kart. That's coming on February 17th as well. The PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, PC. Pretty much everything under the sun except for iOS and Android. Tales of Symphonia Remastered, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch on the the 17th. Try and say that really fast. The Settlers, New Allies on PC, February 17th. And finally, last but not least, it should have been on February 14th, just by name alone, Wild Hearts. It will come out on the 17th for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. And I believe that is the EA version of Monster Hunter. So I believe that's what that game is. Cool. Okay. And that's it. That is what's coming.
That's it. Email the show at podcast.ocpod.com. Tweet us at @OC_podcast. On Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. Leave us a review. If you don't like us, whatever. That's it. We're just out of farts chatting. I would just like to wish Charlie all the very best this week. He's doing his driving test on Thursday. His driving instructor's brother died yesterday. And we've just heard that he will not be available. The funeral is on Thursday. So the driving instructor's car that Charlie has been practicing in will not be available. So he is doing his test in his own car, his own little car, which he's thankfully had a lot of mileage in, and he's doing all right. But that's an extra bit of pressure for him. So good luck, Charlie, on Thursday. I hope that all goes really well. He's planning today to take his girlfriend out because Valentine's. So he's already planning that next Saturday night he's going to pick her up and take her out to a restaurant. So fair play to him. So
people
that are in the shatting, the marks are in there, and then the boomers have been in there having fun, and they've been thinking about watching that film I watched and stuff like that there, and Mark is still out, and so it's fantastic. Anyway, catch me racing on Bongo's Bits. Watch my videos, please. Subscribe, like, and all that stuff, and do the same for the show. Come and subscribe. Tell your friends and subscribe to the Twitch and the YouTube, please. That would be nice because it helps us grow. Yeah. We want to get this podcast out to more people.
We want it to be like a rash, spreading.
We tried a balloon, but it got shut down.
Damn it. I hate when that happens.
I love kids jumping on my lap.
Robin, look, nobody actually wanted to watch your film. They just were making fun of film.
Potato flowers. Keep on going.
You know I love you. And you know what? We love our community, just as you said. So thank you to everybody that has been here hanging out, listening to the chat, or listening to the show in the chat. Or maybe they're listening to the chat. I don't know. Could happen, I suppose.
They could be on the chat while having a chat.
I don't want to think about that. I really don't want to think about that. But this has been a fun show, Robin. Thank you for making some time.
Kim's team. Go, Kim's team.
Fuck Kim's team.
Oh, okay.
That's all I got to say to that. Sorry, Kim. I love you. I hate your team. and on that note, I think we're done.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.